When you switch to Frontier Gig Service, you don't have to worry about your internet dropping out at the worst possible times. And you can talk to friends and present in work meetings without sounding like this. Seriously, no more of that nonsense. Change to fiber. Change to better. Upgrade to Frontier Gig Service on our 100% fiber network for $59.99 and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Exclusive offer for qualified households only. Go to frontier.com/shopfiber for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah, this is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. The Biden-Harris Gestapo is in full mode, trying to destroy President Trump, trying to destroy anybody who is aligned with President Trump or supports President Trump, trying to destroy conservatives, people of faith, libertarians, anyone who believes in the vision and creation of our founding fathers. We're going to have Cliff Kincaid on later on the show, president of American Survival. You can go to usasurvival.org. He's an expert in geopolitical politics, my longtime friend, a true freedom fighter. But let's talk about what went on in New York this week with the Attorney General, Letitia James. Letitia James, remember that name. This is a vile individual, highly partisan, someone who, before she ran for office, Attorney General of New York, vowed to prosecute Donald Trump. She couldn't do that, so now she filed a civil suit against him and his son, Donald Jr., against Eric, against Ivanka. She wants to destroy not just Trump, but the entire family. She's claiming that they inflated the value of their assets to get loans from banks, et cetera. Well, these banks are very sophisticated. They do a due diligence. And in fact, Donald has been paying his loans back. And given the fact that he went bankrupt several times in the past, at least his companies did, you can bet they carefully looked at his financial statements. But she made a referral to the Department of Justice and its FBI, the Gestapo of the Biden-Harris regime. And she made a referral to the Internal Revenue Service. And it's part and parcel to everything that's going on, whether it's the January 6th committee, whether it's the investigation at the Justice Department into January 6th with regard to Trump, whether it's the raid on Mar-a-Lago and trying to get him disqualified to be able to run for president again for misuse of government records, whether it's the IRS and 87,000 agents on the horizon. And we're going to talk about this with Cliff Kincaid. You've got this commitment on America that came out last Friday with Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to be Speaker of the House. He says, oh, we're going to repeal that legislation. He can't repeal squat. Even if the Republicans take control of the House and Senate, Biden has a veto. They'll never be able to repeal it, at least not until Biden and Harris are out of office, and we've got them for another 2 years, and we can't survive another 2 years. And that's why, with all of this leftist collaboration, conspiracy, RICO enterprise, you name it, designed to take total control over this country, which they already have. They have total control. There's a noose around our necks. We're standing on the gallows, and they're ready to pull the floorboard out from under us, believe me. They want us dead. They really do. And It's not going to happen, because with the grace of God, we're going to fight back peacefully and legally. And that's what we've been doing with trials. We used our citizens' grand juries and we indicted Biden for bribery from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia. We indicted Biden for negligent homicide in Afghanistan, the abandonment of our people, the death of 13 GIs at Kabul Airport, which was negligent, but he's the responsible for that, for killing 10 innocent Afghan allies and seven of their young children, one 3 years old, with a drone strike because politically he wanted to look tough after the 13 GIs died. This man is perhaps the most despicable piece of you-know-what ever to occupy the office of presidency. And he's not a legitimate president, in my opinion. I will say it straight up, and so will many others. There's no way that Trump lost that election, going to sleep with that kind of a lead and then waking up with him losing the next morning. He only had to turn four states with minimal amounts of votes, with fraud or whatever it was, that could result in Biden being elected. He couldn't have 20 people show up for any of his rallies. And you can see now the Democrats want to get rid of him too. He's a liability to them. He's an albatross around their necks. But he needs to be put away. He needs to be put in prison. And so do the people that collaborate with him, Attorney General Merrick Garland, the FBI Director Christopher Wray, and of course, a host of others in his so-called administration, which is simply a despotic regime. So as I always say, that's where we are. But you know, the dishonesty in this country goes far and wide. Let's revisit the release of the Dobbs draft decision, the decision that reversed Roe v. Wade ultimately. It was obtained by Josh Gerstein, this leftist socialist. I don't know what you're going to call the guy. I mean, he's a member of the Marxian Jewish left. I'm a Jewish Christian myself. Most Jews are not leftist. Most Jews are not like Gerstein. But people like that generate anti-Semitism, and it concerns me in this country. And so he basically misappropriates this decision. It results in Justice Kavanaugh almost being killed with an attempted assassination. Not that I care for Kavanaugh either, but I don't want to see him hurt, believe me. And the Supreme Court says they're investigating the leak. It's been over 6 months. Clearly, they know who the leak was from. It was from one of the justices. It might even have been from Roberts himself, because he didn't want this decision to occur. He's a closet liberal. He's a closet generally. But we don't know. It could have been one of the leftist justices. But it was covered up, and the American people are kept in the dark. And we're going to talk about this with Cliff Kincaid as well, is that we still don't know the origins of COVID-19, because the U.S. government actually gave the seeds of COVID-19 to that lab in Wuhan, China, during the Obama-Biden administration. Anthony Fauci was responsible. And we're trying him, too, for negligent homicide. And we will seek convictions. We will seek large sentences. We will ask law enforcement to carry it out. And if they don't carry it out, the American people have a right of citizen's arrest. Now, we won't do it physically. We won't do it violently. We won't hurt anybody. We'll ask them to turn themselves in. And we'll see where we go from there. But in 48 states, we have the right for citizen's arrest. There's no question that the Bidens and Fauci, federal judges who have violated their oath of office, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, the FBI Director Christopher Wray, with his illegal raid on Trump and many of the other things they're doing with the January 6th protesters, these people are criminals. That's what they are. And yet, these are the people that have a noose around our neck and think they can dictate to us our lives. Now, if you think, because you've got money and you're in retirement now and you're sitting around counting your shekels every day, going out to play golf or tennis or carrying on, drinking with your friends, partying one party after another, if you think that that's okay, then think about your kids and grandkids. Think about your responsibility to them. Think what kind of world they are now living in, and it's going to get worse. You are as guilty as the people who are committing these crimes against the American people, if you think you can just ride it out. And I'm talking about people of my generation. Now, most of them aren't my supporters or Freedom Watch's supporters, but these people that are out there, that are doing nothing and are letting this country go to hell, they're as guilty as the people that are doing it. Now, today I'm in New York City. I came here to do an interview with Dan Abrams and Abrams Media because I was defamed by them, as I allege. They deny that. But I did an interview and we settled the case, and he allowed me to do my piece on Abrams Media. We'll see whether they ever air it or not. They better, because they will violate the settlement agreement if they don't. But New York City is a good example of what the left has done to this country. It is unbelievable. I mean, you know the movie Escape from New York? Well, it's accurate now. Trash all over the place on street corners, rats running all around. Of course, six animalistic rats to every one human. We've got more rats than that in Washington, D.C., plus the human rats that are in our government. And it's unbelievable. Rampant crime. You can't walk down the street without fear that you're going to be stabbed in the back or robbed or killed in some way. And I've been asking New Yorkers, how do you feel about it? And they're scared to death. The city's crumbling. It always has been in bad shape, but scaffolding all over the place. I mean, buildings ready to collapse. This is the beacon of capitalism. Well, the left wanted to destroy that beacon of capitalism, and they have all but destroyed it. And then you've got people like Letitia James, who the district attorney or the attorney general of New York. You've got high taxes here, taxing the people to the hilt. You've got all kinds of restrictions with regard to Second Amendment, even though the Supreme Court opened that up. New York is still doing whatever they can to prevent people from defending themselves. This is where we are. And then you've got, and you'll love this one, just today, it's been reported that Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor in Georgia, said that a child's heart does not start beating at 6 weeks, which is a total lie. So therefore, it's okay to kill them. These are the people that have seized control of this country. And if you think God is sitting around, as I've said many times, playing patty cakes with himself, not reacting when all these people are, young children are being killed now before they're born and afterward, because there's no baby formula anymore. And you don't think God is sending us a warning? He is. So it is time for you, the American people, to rise up, join Freedom Watch at freedomwatchusa.org. Join us peacefully and legally. We will save this country with divine providence. And people like Cliff Kincaid and you need to start playing a role. And if you're retired, get up off the couch and stop being an armchair patriot and be a true patriot and try to save this country. I'll be right back with Cliff Kincaid. Stay tuned.
Dangerous.
You don't hear, use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
I'm back with my good friend, colleague, longtime friend, and fellow revolutionary, Cliff Kincaid. He's the president of American Survival. You can find out more about that. Go to usasurvival.org. And Cliff is an expert, not just in communism, but in geopolitical politics and strategy, defense strategy. And I wanted to get his take today because, again, Vladimir Putin has threatened nuclear war over Ukraine. We've got China saber-rattling with Taiwan. The country is about ready to go under, that is the United States, economically. And we have many other problems here at the same time. We have these big challenges overseas. So welcome to Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman, Cliff, and let it rip. We've got about 6 minutes in this segment. We can get it rolling. Then we got another 14-minute segment. So I want to get your take because I want our listeners to get it from the horse's mouth, a real expert on what's happening in the world today.
Larry, I appreciate that. As you know, we've written a number of books about geopolitics, including Back from the Dead, Return of the Evil Empire, about Russia. Communism is still in charge in Russia. The Chinese communists are at the apex of their power. And by the way, they're continuing to kill with their virus more than 400 Americans a day. More than a million have died. I went and got the vaccines, still got the virus, COVID, a couple months ago. It's worse than the flu. So China is exploiting the situation. Then on top of that, as you suggest, we've got an economic calamity on our hands because of Biden and Powell, our central bank, and the invasion of our southern border. it's difficult to know where to go, how to get out of this mess. All I know is that the Republicans, the so-called opposition party, who just released their commitment to America, have not gone far enough. We don't need more investigations. We don't need more impeachments. We need some real action in Washington. The Republicans, the conservatives, have just got to get more aggressive and get to the heart of the issue, because I don't know if we can wait till November.
No, well, November is one thing. I mean, this is the big lie. When we talk about a big lie of what Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans are saying, they can't do anything. I mean, Biden's in power. They control the White House. There's a veto. They can't do anything that they're talking about. This is just a sham, as Woody Allen would say, a travesty of a mockery of two mockeries of a travesty of a sham, to get people to donate money to the Republican Party, to get them back into power. But then when they've gained power, Cliff, as you know, they've done little to nothing. They couldn't balance the budget. They couldn't reform Obamacare. They didn't give us the clarion call of what was going to happen in Ukraine, China, North Korea. I mean, you name it. So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, and Kevin McCarthy, frankly, is a mental moron. I mean, this is a guy that when they were investigating, talk about investigations, when the Republicans had control of the House investigating Benghazi, he told the press that it was just a political hit on Hillary Clinton. You know, this is a real genius, Cliff.
So. Yeah. I would only add, Larry, one of the great members of Congress, a Republican, Steve King of Iowa, who was among those years ago when we were talking about this. And by the way, I should remind your audience, I've been writing books about communism for about 40 years. It was Steve King who came forward when he was in Congress and said, Cliff, you're right. We've got to get serious about this. We've got to reestablish a House Internal Security Committee, sort of a successor to the old House Committee on Un-American Activities, which really knew what it was doing. And what happened to Steve King? Kevin McCarthy and the gang in Washington ran somebody against him and forced him out of Congress because he dared to tell the truth, dared to say that Western civilization was on the line. So these Republicans, with their so-called commitment to America, like you say, Larry, are just giving us a bunch of lip service, and they had the opportunity to act, and they did not.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when Newt Gingrich proposed many years ago, when the Republicans, after 40 years, took back control of the House of Representatives, he called his plan Contract for America, and the Democrats called it a Contract on America. So I think maybe we should call this commitment, borrowing a page from the Democrats in the appropriate context, the commitment on America, because they're trying to pull one on America right now. But Cliff, this is interesting. You know, I got the first shot of that vaccine, finally, my doctor. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back and we'll pick it up about COVID-19 with Cliff Kincaid.
And now, four words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I'm back with Cliff Kincaid, and as I said, he's really an expert on foreign affairs and other matters. I am too, for that matter. I was an international lawyer and still am for years, in addition to founding Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. And I've traveled quite a bit and been doing some travel recently. By the way, I'm in New York City today. The movie Escape from New York is quite appropriate, Cliff. Talk about our economy. Talk about the state of major cities. Trash all over the place. Six rats to every one human being. Of course, that's minor compared to the number of rats in Washington, D.C. And I'm not just talking about the animalistic version. And, of course, the crime and just the rampant disorganization of the place, which is crumbling. So I hope to escape from New York later tonight. But In terms of COVID-19, it's interesting because my office assistant had contracted COVID-19 and he got it really badly. And I was in very close contact in a small office. And so my doctor started screaming at me. He's a great doctor. He says, you got to get the vaccine. And I finally relented and I got the first shot. And 3 days later, of course, I got COVID-19. There's so many people like you who took the vaccine and wound up with COVID-19. You have to wonder whether you got it from the vaccine, among other things. But quite apart from that, in China, is that I have a client, Judy Mikovits, who's, of course, been banned and censored from a lot of social media, and her partner, Kent Heckenlively. And Judy worked with Fauci at NIH, and it's not been refuted, and Rand Paul got into this too. We sent the seeds of COVID-19 over to that military lab in Wuhan, China, the SARS virus for gain-of-function research. Fauci is responsible for the death of about 6 million people and counting. It got out. It was reasonably foreseeable. We're trying him for that in our citizens' trials after we indicted him with a citizens' grand jury. But here's the question, you know, there's this great mystery. Gee, we really can't tell you definitively if China's responsible for COVID-19, if it escaped from that lab. Well, the reality is the seeds of that came from our own lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland. So the United States, as well as China, have been covering this up. And it's much like the leak of the Dobbs decision, the draft Dobbs decision on Roe v. Wade, which vacated it, which reversed it in the Supreme Court. To this day, 6 months later, we don't know, because it's covered up by the Supreme Court, who leaked it. They know. It was obviously one of their justices and some clerks and whatever. But this is the world we live in. You can't believe a word the government says and doesn't say. Cliff, get your comments on that.
There's a lot there. I still believe in the vaccines, even though I did get COVID. Just yesterday, I got the new booster to combat the variants. I do believe, although this is debatable and controversial, that the vaccines offer some protection, especially for older people. And I'm over 65. But I do believe there may have been a U.S. role in supplying the virus to China. But we have to hold China responsible first, because I think it's indisputable that it did come out of one of their own military labs. And this is the point about recognizing geopolitics. We have enemies around the world, China, Russia, and the terrorists south of our border who are behind some of this invasion, who are trying to destroy us. And then we've got the enemies within. I've got a good friend, Trevor Loudon, who's releasing a new book about how many security risks we actually have in the Congress of the United States, who, of course, don't have to pass an FBI background check in order to be elected, as if the FBI is any good at all. But the point is, you know, lately, Larry, I moved. I'm in a place called Frederick County, Maryland. And this is one thing I tell people to do. Get involved locally, because there's so much corruption nationally and globally with these institutions. Back your local sheriff. Get back your women, moms running for the school boards, because we have to build back up from local all the way through the top.
Well, you're right. As far as the United States being responsible, that's one thing. They give themselves immunity, these government officials and the judges. And we're talking about that. You participated in our Third Continental Congress, which is continuing. We do intend to declare independence, to create a new government, not a new nation, and to fine-tune our Constitution to make it clear that judges and government officials do not have immunity. They can be held accountable. But we had actually filed a class action lawsuit, and I know you were asking about that to my staff today, and what was happening with that, is that China has refused to accept service of process. We've tried a number of different ways, and now we have to go through the State Department, which is very slow, and I'm sure it's dragging its feet because, you know, Biden basically is employed by China, so, you know, they don't want to be too tough on China after the money was laundered into him by Hunter Biden. So this is where we are. I mean, in every aspect of our society, Cliff, there is no justice for the higher-ups. It's only the little guys, like the January 6th protesters, peaceful protesters, that get put away. The average person, we have to answer to the law, but the rich and powerful in these foreign nations do not. And we even brought a case, a similar case, with our Israeli colleagues against China. And believe it or not, the Israeli justice system threw it out. And Israel is heavily dependent on China, big investment. Netanyahu allowed for that. He's not the person that people think he is in many ways. Who knows if he'll ever get back as prime minister. I don't think he did any crimes or anything like that. But frankly, the guy talked big and acted little. And that's the way our politicians are, too. Talk big, act little. China's on the march. So is Russia. And tell us about Putin and his threats of nuclear war now in Ukraine. Your take on that?
Clearly, Putin is a serious individual, former KGB colonel. I don't know where it's heading, but I do know this. Russia is winning that war. We hear all this stuff in the media about how Ukraine's winning, Russia is on its heels. Now Putin's forced to call up 300,000 reservists. The fact is, today he's holding elections in the eastern part of Ukraine to solidify his rule there. I mean, he has won a good portion of Ukraine. And I would only add, you know, getting back to the Republicans for a second, I'm not saying don't vote conservative in the fall. Don't get concerned about national elections for Congress. You should get involved. And there are some good measures out there in this commitment to America. For example, stopping the 87,000 new IRS agents. Let me give you a quick example of in my own situation. We got this letter from the IRS, Larry, saying we owed them, the IRS, $6,000, and they were already going to start making us pay a penalty, an interest penalty, for not giving them the $6,000, they said. It turned out we'd already paid it, but we were guilty as charged even before we had a chance to respond. And this is the kind of thing, getting back to your point about corruption in government and how these people are immune from prosecution. They're going after us on things like income, taking away our wealth, putting liens on our property. And now the Democrats have passed a bill giving them another 87,000.
Well, I agree with you, Cliff. If you combined the Justice Department and its FBI, which has become a Gestapo, used against conservative libertarians, people of faith, notwithstanding even January 6th protesters, you combine that with 87,000 IRS agents, and you've got a total noose around the neck of the American people, anybody who complains about the total leftist takeover of this country. But here's the thing. Kevin McCarthy gets up there and says, vote for us. We're going to get rid of the 87,000. He can't do squat. So what if the House votes for that? Then you have the Senate. The Republicans are not going to take the Senate. And even if they had both houses and tried to repeal it, Biden would veto it. So yeah. It's a lie. It's just basically a lie. And that's why we have to get rid of Biden and the rest of them now, peacefully and legally. It's why I'm trying them in our citizens' trials, why we'll ask law enforcement to carry it out after we get convictions, and we're confident that we will, and sentences. Because the American people can't survive another 2 years with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president.
That's right. I agree. I just think we have to raise public awareness of what's happening. There is a groundswell. I've moved to an area of Maryland where we're very close to Pennsylvania. As you know, we've got some good candidates in Pennsylvania running against the establishment there. And of course, ultimately, the integrity of elections, all these fraudulent mail-in ballots. Frankly, I think what they did in 2020, you're the lawyer, you're the expert, amounted to RICO or racketeering, using those Zuckerbucks, $500 million, in order to stack the elections, in order to engineer the mail-in ballots and put Biden in. Do you agree?
I agree. I mean, there's no way that you go to sleep the night of January 5th or whatever date it was with Trump with this huge lead, and you wake up and Biden's president. I mean, the guy couldn't have 20 people show up for him, you know, at any event. And you only had to turn a certain number of votes in, you know, four swing states. It's not like it was had to be a massive fraud. It was just enough to turn it in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and one other state who I forget right now. But it didn't take much. And
I'm curious, Larry, you're the expert and you're the lawyer, and I respect you and have supported your work for decades. What do you think of Mike Lindell's approach to this whole thing?
I think that he's very good at, I think he's sincere, and I think he's great at selling pillows. I mean, what a great marketer he is. Now he sells dog beds. That's good too. But he's out of his league in this, and they're eating him up alive. And I feel sorry for him in many ways. He's doing his best. He's a good Christian, but he entered into something that he doesn't understand. And he's become a convenient whipping boy, as a friend of Trump, because anybody who's a friend of Trump or supports Trump is now subject to this Gestapo of a Justice Department. And now they're going after him, seized his cell phones. They claim he's manipulated stuff in Georgia. So I guess he's going to have to take a couple pillows probably to prison with these people. But it's an outrage. It's an outrage what they're doing to him.
It's sad. I just wondered about his legal strategy and whether you think he's going to lose, whether he is indeed going to be sent to prison.
Yeah, I don't want to name names, but he hired somebody that I know to do his analysis of voting fraud. And that was a huge mistake. And it was the wrong person. And without naming names, this person is a well-known fraud in his own right. But Mike Lindell was well-intentioned, and, you know, but he's out of his league. That's the problem. But who is in their league these days? When you have a Justice Department that is so ruthless, that will put people in prison just simply because they walked into the Capitol, when you have federal judges who are the yes men of the establishment of both political parties, that are afraid for their own safety and well-being because the American people are in on what they've been doing over these years. And I'm not advocating violence against them, to the contrary. But you got basically the establishment of both political parties does not want anyone to criticize them or to challenge the status quo, because you've got a Democrat Party that is pure evil, radicals of every conceivable stripe. And then you've got a Republican Party that's little more than a money-raising racketeering enterprise. How many emails are you getting every day asking for money? And then when they get into power, what do? They throw us overboard. So that the American people are in on, I mean, they have finally figured it out. The question is, when will it break out in really bad violence? And we're trying to stop that through peaceful and legal means.
Well, I want to support you. I really enjoyed your New Continental Congress. I want to participate in any future events because you're the one man, legally, a lawyer, who has pursued the right avenues for justice in this country. And I have faith in you and your efforts.
It's mutual. It's mutual. And you're the kind of patriot that we need. So, Cliff, God bless you, and thank you for coming on. And go to USASurvival.org and support Cliff and his group. It's a great group, and they're trying to save this country as well as others. Thank you.
Before he was a trial lawyer, he sliced them and diced them.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meatpacking plant.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
Now the verdict, fellow patriots, MAGA patriots. People of faith, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers. Just 2 weeks ago, the so-called alleged president of the United States, who I do not recognize as president of the United States, he's just a bumbling fool and a criminal, and frankly, someone whose IQ can't be more than 60 or 70. That's why he's had to plagiarize so many times and steal other people's works when he ran for president again. I'm talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden gave a speech in front of the hallowed ground, Independence Hall. Behind him was a red backdrop, and two military people who obviously probably didn't want to be there, but they were ordered to be there. This was a threat that he was posing. He was telling us that he was also going to use the military against us. That's what I believe, in addition to his Gestapo of the Justice Department and an IRS. He gets up there and he says, MAGA Republicans are white domestic terrorists. They're a threat to this country. They do not believe in the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They're pathological liars. He goes on and on and on and on. Well, he's the pathological liar. The so-called illegitimate president of this country declared war on half this country who support President Trump, or to simply believe in making America great again, rather than the cesspool that they're turning it into right now, as I've just talked about New York City in the first segment of this show. And New York City is not alone. It's Philadelphia. It's San Francisco. It's Minneapolis. It's Los Angeles. It's Miami. It's Cleveland. It's Chicago. It's every major city have become hellholes under the left's control. This country is basically on the verge of going up in flames because people can't afford to buy food. They can't afford gasoline. They can't afford basically sustenance of life. And at the same time, you've got rampant crime, open borders with diseased people coming into this country with drugs, everything else, destruction of Judeo-Christian values, erasing the distinction between man and woman, pushing perverted ideologies onto children as early as elementary school, letting them have sex change operations when they're too young to decide whether to do it, but being pushed to do it without even advising parents. And of course, the decline of morale in our military after Afghanistan. So this is the state of the nation. And the state of the nation is really bad. And economically, the economists are predicting a collapse. The stock market is collapsing, a huge recession, huge inflation. It could very well be the end of this country as we know it, but for one thing, and that is God, the Father and the Son, is that He, the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, are with us. And if we exercise that, as our founding fathers did in the days, months, and years leading up to 1776, when they declared on July 4th, 1776, in my birthplace, in the birthplace of liberty, when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people under the laws of nature and nature's God, they have a right, not as virtue of man-made law, but God and nature's God, to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. This is what we must now do. Forget about the Republicans and their commitment for America's, commitment on America's, like a contract on America. They can't do anything. They're telling you, oh, we're going to change the world because if you vote for us in the fall and we can change it. No, Biden is still president. He has veto power. It's a total lie. That's the big lie. And then, of course, the Republican Party is corrupt, a money racketeering enterprise. And then you got the Republic, the Democrats, who are pure evil, pure disciples of the devil. Every radical ideology, godless, radical in every respect, racist against white people and people of faith and anyone who disagrees with them. You talk about racism, that's racism. So that's the message for today, ladies and gentlemen. We must rise up. Go to freedomwatchusa.org, join our Justice League, contribute with tax-deductible contributions. Get my book there, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Join the peaceful and legal revolution, not just by getting documents, but by actually doing something in court and elsewhere, taking back our legal system, trying the criminals, getting convictions, sentencing them, and having them thrown in prison. And the first one that needs to go is Joe Biden. God bless you. I'll be back next week with another edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Until then, may the Father and Son help us. May we invoke the divine providence, and we will prevail. Thank you for listening to me.
When you switch to Frontier Gig Service, you don't have to worry about your internet dropping out at the worst possible times. And you can talk to friends and present in work meetings without sounding like this. Seriously, no more of that nonsense. Change to fiber. Change to better. Upgrade to Frontier Gig Service on our 100% fiber network for $59.99 and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Exclusive offer for qualified households only. Go to frontier.com/shopfiber for complete offer details. Services subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
When you shop at a Walmart Vision Center, you get it. You know that you'll spend a little less on stylish glasses for the whole family.
Welcome to the Vision Center. Let me know if you need help finding the perfect frame.
Hey, Mom, you were right. These glasses are cool.
Hon, they take our insurance. That means Papa's getting a new pair, too.
Whoa, glasses start at just $39. Next stop, groceries.
So you can get a little more of what you need. Find a Vision Center near you. Save money, live better. Walmart.